This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
And welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a place that you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And if you still haven't eaten lunch yet, you can come on down and have lunch over here at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show at the same time. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/foodforthoughtwithcarol. It gives you all kinds of information about the show and upcoming segments and past segments and pictures and all that. So here we go.
Very good.
And, actually, without any further ado, let's welcome Pete. I believe it's a.k.a. Repeat. I'm pretty sure it's Repeat on the phone, of Appleseeds Restaurant in Bradford, New Hampshire. He's not only of Appleseeds, but it's also MV Mount Sunapee 2 and the MV Kearsarge, and I haven't talked to him for a while. Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm pretty wicked good. How are you?
Pretty wicked good. Love it. I know. I miss you. I haven't seen you for so long.
I know. We miss you, too. It's great to hear you back on the radio, though. I'm definitely excited about that.
Thank you. I know. I'm really happy to be back on the radio. I'm having fun. We're nearing the end of week two, and it's going very well.
That's so good. Glad to hear it. So
yeah. So what is happening at Appleseeds? Get me all up to date on what's happening at Appleseeds.
Well, let's see. It has been a while since we've seen you, so we do have some new menu items and stuff, which are good. They came out with a new updated menu about a year ago. I had to fight City Hall a little bit on that, and the powers that be that we were ready for a little change. But sometimes change is good. So it's been really good, and we had a really great year this year. A couple years ago, just for fun, we tried sinking our boat to clean it. I wouldn't recommend that, yeah. But the boat did get like $150,000 surprise renovation, which was nice. So dinner boat's looking great. We did a bunch of work on the MV Mount Sunapee last year, so that's really looking spick and span. And getting ready this time of year is when we start really planning stuff for the summer on the boat. So, it's never a dull moment here in the big town of Bradford.
Now, Pete, you mentioned that you had revamped the menu, and there was one burning question that has kind of been a topic already today, and that is about one menu item that was on the menu, and I believe it was scallop, some sort of a scallop dish, which was named after Carol.
Oh,
and we are really very concerned to know, is that dish still on the menu?
It was never officially
on the menu.
It was like
it was a
secret menu item, but we do it for a special quite often, and it'll probably, and by probably, I mean it will be on the special board tonight, and that's Carol Scallops, named after a lady. She's on the radio sometimes. She's a restaurateur, really great lady, but it's sautéed scallops with bacon, kale, red onion, and white wine.
Ooh, and, nice. I gotta come get some.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
They miss you. They're calling your name.
They totally are.
Yeah. So
how is Sam?
Sam is great. She's still working like crazy. She'll be in tomorrow night on Valentine's Day, because the coolest thing in the restaurant business is to work on Valentine's Day, because anybody could have Valentine's Day off and go out to eat, but who wants to do that?
Exactly.
All the cool kids work, so that's what I'll be doing.
Of course.
Now, for those who don't know, who haven't been into Appleseed, I'm going to give maybe my synopsis of what I think of that atmosphere, and we can talk a little bit more about Valentine's Day, because if you're not working Valentine's Day, that would be a great destination for some folks who maybe haven't put a plan together yet. This is a great time to put things in motion, I would imagine. But the thing that strikes me about walking into Appleseed is there's a combination of feeling of warmth. It's upscale rustic. How's that? You walk in and there's this beautiful wood surrounding you. The tables are intimate. They have candles and yet you've got the staff and servers and the owners are right there and they're friendly. And it's small enough to have that warm, intimate feeling. But that doesn't impact the menu because the menu, you look at it and you think, oh my goodness, what an amazing array of blends of flavors that you have available to you. What do you have planned for Valentine's Day for those who are going to go and visit?
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, of course. But for specials, we're going to have prime rib. We're going to also have a lobster mac and cheese. And then... a Woodbine stuffed shrimp, which the Woodbine Cottage was in Sunapee Harbor for a long, long time. Closed probably about 20 years ago now, but they did put out a recipe book, and my dad came across the shrimp stuffing recipe, and we've done it a couple times recently, and it's just really, really good. People love it. Very simple stuffing with cracker crumbs, white wine, sauteed celery, butter, you know, all the good stuff that's healthy for you. And last time we did it, we sold out in a couple hours. So we'll definitely make more this time. But we're taking reservations for Valentine's Day if you'd like to make a reservation. One fun thing is that we are accessible off the snowmobile trail. So we do have some people that bring their Valentines in on snowmobile, which is always a lot of fun. And should be a great night. Looking forward to it, hoping the weather doesn't put the kibosh on us too much, but we'll be open no matter what.
Well, and as you said, the snowmobile option makes that the perfect destination. You make this an adventurous date, and it may be the only way to get to a wonderful dinner.
That's right, that's right. But, yeah, we get a lot of snowmobile traffic as soon as there's enough snow to go snowmobiling. This local snowmobile club grooms right to our door, and on a Friday or Saturday night, we'll have five or six groups of snowmobilers come in, which is just really, really great because they always come in hungry and thirsty, so that's good.
Nice. Very good. All right, then I have a question for you. Of the things that you'll be serving either this whole weekend, I'll give you the range of this whole weekend, your personal favorite, what really speaks to you, and what about the dish does it for you?
Ooh, I didn't study for that question.
Yeah, I figured. That's one of those zingers that I've been working on.
Yeah. Tonight on the special board, we're going to have a bison shepherd's pie, which I really like.
Ooh.
That's from, the bison comes from a farm down in Warner, so it's locally raised and everything. And just a nice, simple, clean dish. The meat really speaks for itself. So you don't need to do a lot to it. And then we also, on our regular menu, we have from Eckert Farm up in Washington, New Hampshire, we have an Eckert Farm burger, which is beef that's raised at Eckert Farm. Just a really, really good, flavorful hamburger. Little more nutty flavor because of, being grass-fed and local and stuff. And that's just that's a really great... It's a really great burger in my eyes, so those are two of my favorites.
Those are good choices. Those are good choices. Yeah. You know, I'm looking over your menu, and I see you have tofu on there now, Pete.
How is
the Tim's Teriyaki Tofu? I am very intrigued by that.
Yeah, well, my brother, you know how it is with family, I love him and everything, but he's a vegetarian, and I've stopped picking on him and just started getting good at cooking some vegetarian options, so that's a pretty popular one. Nothing too fancy, we just use extra firm tofu. I've learned a lot about cooking tofu since my brother's become a vegetarian, trick is to squeeze as much water out of it as you can.
Yep.
And then we roast the tofu for this, so it dries out a little bit, gets a little more consistency. And then we saute the, you know, fresh vegetables with it. This time of year, the fresh vegetable selection isn't as exciting as in the summer when we've got a ton of local stuff. But saute all that up and then just add the tofu in at the end and a little teriyaki sauce. Serve it over rice. Or you can get it in a wrap as well if you just feel like a sandwich. But, you know, it's a moderately good seller. And I think we have 11 vegetarian items on our menu now. So
oh, that's great.
Yeah, the vegetarian market is definitely, there's a lot of growth there. So try to accommodate in any way that we can. And we've
that's
also been experimenting with, there's a company out in California called Beyond Meat. And they have this, it's a chicken that they make. It's mostly made with sprouted pea protein, but it has the consistency of chicken and cooks like chicken, but is 100% obviously meat-free. And we've been experimenting with that a lot lately, and when we redo our menu, we'll probably have some items that you can substitute that in, you know, on a traditional chicken dish. And that sort of thing, but it's surprisingly good, I would have to say.
Ooh, that sounds really interesting. Because
yeah.
You know, my son Tyler, he was vegan, like a strict vegan, for about 4 years. He lost like over 100 pounds. You probably wouldn't recognize Tyler right now. He's 20
now. Wow, that's crazy.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I could never be a vegan. I think I would just hate myself.
I tried it too. I make it maybe to a day. That's it.
Yeah.
You know.
After you have coffee in the
hours.
Morning, all right, I'm not a vegan anymore.
We went on vacation together. I think I did it the most like a day and a half. But you know what? I think I did cheat. He doesn't know.
I won't tell. Don't worry. Your secret's safe with me. So.
But it is. It's very difficult. Me, it's the cheese. You know, it's, oh
yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. How can you
for me, there's
cheese?
Two food groups. Cheese with, or food with cheese and food that's not so great.
It's true. It's
that's
true.
My polite way of saying it.
You know, food trends in our industry, you know, there's so many. What do you see right now that's trending?
Well, the vegetarian market is, you know, is really huge. And there's, from a profit standpoint, there's good profitability in it and that sort of thing. You know, the small plate thing, tapas, that mm-hmm. sort of mm-hmm. market is big. And that's the only two I can really think of off the top of my head. It's nice to see that some of the prices are trending down a little bit on, you know, some of the commodity things, except for produce right now, which is kind of silly. But, you know, the proteins have been holding steady, if not going down a little bit. Nice to see the price of fuel down, because that should help everything, too, because that the price
right.
of fuel often drives the corn market, which, you know, corn rules the world, so.
Do you have any tips for running a, you know, what are your three tips for running a successful restaurant? Because obviously you have a very successful restaurant there, you and your dad. So what are your three tips for running a successful restaurant?
Wow. Well, thank you very much. The first is that, you know, the biggest part of it is you got to be there. When you know, it's so important for you to be there because that's when you're making sure everything gets done correctly. And if
that's
you're
right.
not there, you know, that's when corners get cut, things disappear, that sort of stuff. You know, hiring a great staff and you know, I guess the biggest thing I learned from my parents, you know, is just that you got to treat your employees incredibly because, you know, they're your front line. If you don't have the best, you're not the best. So, and, you know, just treat them the way you'd want to be treated. You know, our employees are like family. We have a lot that have been with us for
years.
Yeah, into double-digit years. So, you know, that's just really important. And, you know, they're part of, you know, it's just a team. And I'm not saying this very intelligently, but, you know, you can't treat them too well, I guess is what I'm saying, you know.
There's a line between that, yes, you're right.
Yeah, and, you know, we treat them the way we want to be treated. We treat them like family. My, see, it's we're into our 38th year now at the Appleseed. My parents have never charged employees for meals or any of that sort of stuff. So just to try and keep morale high and that sort of thing, and just, you know, don't get too big for your britches as an owner, because we all started washing dishes, you know?
That's exactly right. We all started at the bottom. That's for sure. So. And that's important. You know, that's so important, because, you know, like even like my son Tyler, when he started at the diner, he started in the kitchen, you know?
Yep.
He definitely started in the kitchen. Now he waiters, you know, he goes to school also part time, but, you know, it's important, because,
Let me follow up then.
There's been a couple Saturday nights this past summer when we were hurting for dishwashers, and it was a tag team over there between my mom, my wife, and my dad and I doing dishes, because there was nobody else to do it. We're probably the most well-paid dishwashers in the state of New Hampshire, but, you know, and that says a lot to your employees about your character and what you're willing to do, and
that's exactly
that sort
right.
of thing. So,
yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that. The my favorite boss in my whole life was one that would get down and do the very basic stuff right along with us. But I want to follow you just led into one more question I have for you, and that is, obviously, this is a family business, and you know, like Carol, who you work with family, all of that. What are or what's the key really to making that work? You know, when I just think of my own family dynamics, and we're not trying to work together, we have distinct personalities, we have different gifts and different strengths. How do you make that all work, be a family, and still love each other at the end of the day?
You know, lots and lots of alcohol helps.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. You know, it's just interesting. Not every family can do it. I'm very fortunate. I don't want to get all emotional and stuff, but I mean, my dad's my best friend, and you know, I get to work with my best friend every day, and you know, we have our moments and we have our disagreements and stuff like that, but it's definitely always been a democracy in our family about decision making and stuff like that. It's not a dictatorship about, you know, like sometimes what dad says is the law, but most of the time the things are up for discussion, and not just with family, even with employees too. If they have a different take on it or a different idea, you know, we're willing to listen. And, you know, my brother and I, when we were younger, would butt heads a little bit. We still have a good go-around every now and again just to remind each other that we're brothers. But for the most part, we just work it out, figure it out. And, you know, same thing with my mom. It just, I don't know, we just make it work. And sometimes it's harder to make it work than not work, but a lot of times it's easier just to make it work and figure it out and, you know, not let egos and all of that stuff get in the way. But, you know, the biggest part is just listening to everybody's ideas and then just figuring out a plan and going from there. You know, not one person doesn't have to be right all the time. So, and I don't know, we're a crazy family, but we're crazy, we make it work.
Very nice. That was really well said. That was really nice.
Yeah,
Mom and Dad should be proud of you. Well, I know they are. So.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm proud of them, too. I mean, my brother and I are very fortunate, and, you know, all the employees that have worked for us over the years, that we had two really great teachers who are my mom and dad, and just have always led by example and just, you know, they're big into the spirit of giving and all of that sort of stuff. So very fortunate that way.
Yes, very much so. Let's just touch a little bit on, you know, just to let people know also, you know, and for those of you tuning in, we are talking to Pete from Appleseed's restaurant over in Bradford. And you can check them out on the web at appleseedrestaurant.com. And you also do catering. So if anybody, you know, has any parties that they, you know, need catered, you go out to homes and cater, correct?
Yep. We do on-site stuff. We do off-site stuff. We also have the boats as well that we, you know, do events on. So we do a little bit of everything. We've done everything from, you know, rehearsal dinners under a tent to trying to think of some of the more interesting ones that we've done. None are coming to mind at the moment. But, you know, we do all sorts of events, weddings, reunions, bridal showers, baby showers, you name it. You know, we're happy to do it. And, you know, whether you want peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or filet mignon, whatever your whatever you're looking to have, we're happy to be a part of and make and help make the day as special and as great as we can.
There you go. Yeah, you catered our Christmas party one year in Warner.
Yes,
when
we
Warner.
Did, back yes. in the day.
Back in the day. I know.
Yeah,
those were the days. My gosh.
Yeah. But, you know, we do a fair amount of catering. This past summer, we had a really big year for catering. And people's budgets are freeing up a little bit more with that, which is good to see because it means that the economy is moving in the right direction. So,
exactly.
But, yeah, we did 10 or 12 weddings last summer, so
nice.
We stayed busy.
Very nice, very nice.
Well, Pete, thank
you for
sissies, anyway.
Thank you for taking the time to give us a call and talk about apple seeds and get all up to date with you and all. And I'll have to take a ride out and come and have my Carol scallops because they, oh my gosh, it sounds so good with the bacon.
Yeah,
and the
well,
kale
I know.
And,
oh.
You probably have a connection, so even if they're not on the special board, you can probably get an order if you ask nicely.
You think? Okay, good.
I'll see what I can do.
And how about before you leave, can you let listeners know your hours?
Sure. We are open Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 9, and then we have a breakfast buffet on Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to noon.
And the breakfast buffet is delicious. I've been,
yeah,
we've
thank
been
you.
Several so, times. It's very, very good. So
thank you, thank you. And so, yeah, we're closed on Mondays because, you know, we have to have time off for good behavior. And
and then, you know what, before I let you go, do you still do the Pizza Wednesdays?
We do, Wednesday
yes.
night pizza. Our regular sort of standard specials are Wednesday night pizza, Friday night fish and chips, Saturday prime rib. Those are three that, you know, you can set your watch by because whether you want it or not, we've got it.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. And please tell everybody over at Appleseeds that that I said hi.
I will.
And
have
Mom,
a diner
Dad,
day.
And Sam and, you know, everybody else. So, yeah. Okay, good. Well, thank you, Pete, for calling in. And and I'll be in touch with you.
All right, sounds good.
All
good
right,
luck
good.
With the show, and I hope everything goes well.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Okay, listeners, you are listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester. We're on 107.7 WTPL, and we are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/foodforthoughtwithcarol, and here we are at the end of the 2 weeks.
I know it. It has gone by very quickly, and it has been so much fun to get to meet these folks and to talk about all different aspects related to food and otherwise. And as you've mentioned, we've learned so much.
It's amazing what we learn, you know, from the sommeliers to the beer judges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who would have thought that there's like certified beer judges?
Exactly.
And certified olive oil judges.
Right.
I mean,
so it really makes you think, just like you said, Carol, like when we were talking about honey or any other food. I was going to say group. Honey isn't a food group, but what am I trying to say? Any food item, really, must have a certified something or other to go with it.
Yeah. So when Bert was saying the certified beer judge, I'm like, well, that must just be like a, you know, but he said it was like the hardest test that he has ever done. It took him a couple years to get ready for it, he said.
Yeah, that's
just
what he
amazing.
Said, yeah.
So,
it is amazing.
You know, so, but we just thought that we would, we're going to welcome Amanda. Amanda is like the... She's like the pulse of the Red Arrow.
Wow, thank you, Carol. I appreciate that.
You keep everyone together, and you know she works in the office here at the Red Arrow corporate offices here at the Beacon Building, and it, you know, anything that happens, it happens because of Amanda, really, or everything.
All the good things, anyways.
Yeah.
Nice.
For sure.
I see she's marketing as well.
Yeah.
And I'm getting like a little scared. Like every day that I say goodbye to her, I'm thinking, oh no, is today going to be the day? Because Amanda is pregnant, and which is so, I mean, this is so happy. I mean, this is like
very,
very exciting. And you're due like any minute, really. any minute this can happen.
Any minute. That would make for good radio.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not real. Oh, gosh.
Maybe not this minute.
Yeah, maybe not this very minute. Maybe not within the next like 10 to 15 minutes would be good. But no, we're so happy for you. And
thank you.
Yeah. And but, you know, it just happens that it's, you know, right when Londonderry is opening up. Not very good timing for this. But
at one point, the opening was on my due date.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So they changed that because of your due date.
Maybe. No. It just worked out. But this has been we've been doing Londonderry for a couple of years now. So the fact that this is coinciding with my pregnancy is just wonderful luck.
Big expectations on both on both ends of that.
Yes.
So. I think you had a couple of questions
I
for
I do.
Amanda.
Well, you know, it's just fascinating. You do. You have all of this energy, and you are the most glamorous-looking pregnant person I've ever seen.
Isn't she?
She is. She does have that glow.
Thank you. You
know, of course, the show Food for Thought is all about food, and those things seem to go together. And for me, I mean, while I was pregnant, I was just going nutty with different food cravings. And I worked at a very large office, and we had a cafeteria right in the office, and it wasn't good because
same as here.
Yeah,
yes.
I was going to say, you have access to those same things, but I would be going down at 10:30 for Sloppy Joe's. And I will tell you, I have not had a Sloppy Joe since.
Oh my
but I mean, I was just, yes, it was Sloppy Joe's, anything tomato-y, bagels, those kinds of things. I know bagels don't have tomatoes on them, but it was anything tomato saucy, and Sloppy Joe's worked for me.
In my early pregnancy, I was serving at the diner in Manchester and had fried pickles.
Oh.
Total craving for fried pickles. Now I can't even smell them.
Isn't that funny? But that's so storybook. So textbook, though, the pickles part, anyway.
Yes. I wanted smiley fries and just really out of the ordinary things in my early pregnancy. And now it's give me anything sweet. The chocolate chip cookies that we have here at the cafe, I could
they're
eat.
They're so good.
They're ridiculous.
Wow.
Yes.
And so, I think you had shared that you were not typically a person who craves sweets.
Not at all.
You don't go for that. It's more the bag of chips or something, you know, savory.
Exactly. So hopefully that goes away after she's born.
Look at her.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
like,
real worried.
Really?
Especially with my first pregnancy, all those Sloppy Joes did add up because really that was my mid-morning snack. And then I would have lunch and then I would just kind of keep going. So I gained enough weight to have accommodated two, possibly three babies and really only had one. But near the end, so I was very uncomfortable and I'm waiting for this baby to happen. And then you get everybody telling you what to do to make this come about, including, I mean, things like walking, all that. But people were convinced that if you go out for Mexican food, that is going to make the labor begin and you will have this baby. And
definitely. They say spicy. So I've been eating the curry. Down at Taj India, down here, they have wonderful curry. All their food is wonderful, but I really enjoy their spicy food over there, which is abnormal for me as well.
That is totally abnormal for you.
Yes. I don't do spicy usually. And I loved like the chili yesterday. I've been eating Mexican. So, yeah, I didn't even think about that. I just kind of thought about the desserts, but... I kind of will consume anything at this point. Besides fried pickles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Yes. So, like last week we went to Bavaria. Have you been there lately?
Oh, the German
Tell
place.
Tell us about that, because that is not only difficult to find if you don't know to look for it, but what a very unique dining experience.
It is. Actually, and we were sitting by the window when we could see people pulling in and pulling up and just staring up at us going, how do we get there? And it was like you just have to go around the building and the entrances.
Right.
On the back. So, I get the Jaeger Schnitzel every time I go there, and it's a piece of pork, and it's, matted out, or not matted
pounded?
Out.
Pounded
out, thank you. And breaded and fried and then chopped with a mushroom gravy sauce.
Ooh.
And their spatula.
I love that.
Just to die for.
I love that stuff.
Yes. So, interestingly enough, these people are from Bavaria, the owners. It's a husband and wife. And the husband will not even let anybody else in the kitchen to cook the food. All of the recipes are in his head, and he does not share them.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yes. And she's in Bavarian clothing.
Full gear.
Full gear every time we've gone there. So, and she's very sweet, very nice. And it's always busy. And it's, I've every time I've gone there, it's been very good.
When they first, and they've been there a few years now.
They have, yes.
And because when they first opened, I went, we went a couple of times, and it is very good. And I'm thinking, there is no way that they're going to stay here. But they, you know, they have a niche.
They absolutely do.
Because you hear a lot of people talk about that place.
And if, and then they had on special that night, German pretzels. Homemade German pretzels. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so what's different?
I know what I'm
so tell me about what makes that special.
They didn't tell me what the difference was, but it was a like it was a true homemade delicious with the big salt on it and three different kinds of mustards that came with it. And
so just a giant soft golden pretzel with big nuggets of sauce.
Oh yeah.
I mean salt.
Yes, it was amazing. And, yep. And then an apple strudel for dessert.
Oh my god.
And then you rolled me out of there.
It's so funny to watch her walk. It's so, so funny. It's so funny. We are going to go on a short break right now. You're listening to Food for Thought, and we're in studio with Amanda Wibby and Baby Wibby.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some pictures that you just had done.
Yes.
By Miss Lindsay upstairs. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
It is.
Cool. Kind of bebopping over here. I know. Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester. And we're live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And we are in studio with Amanda Wibby and Baby Wibby, soon to be coming into this world.
Hopefully not during the blizzard.
I know.
Oh, yes. Do you get extra nervous now with blizzards and snow events?
I do. I do. Even though we're only 5 minutes from the hospital, it's still, you know, a little nerve-wracking to have to, you know, especially when the husband leaves. He's not home, you know. I'm like, oh, geez, driving and that. And
well, he went to the Super Bowl.
Yes,
he went to the Super Bowl. He flew to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's going to the Super Bowl? Yeah. I was nervous.
I was a little nervous, but it was 3 weeks. We had 3 weeks at that point. So, and he went with his dad. So it was a special time. So that's why I said, okay, you know, do it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you know. And he really enjoyed himself. And, of course, daddy's little girl stayed there for him. You know, she waited for him, so that worked out really well. But now that he's home, he's already looking into next year's in San Francisco.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, relax.
Life may be quite changed by then.
Yes, exactly.
But wow, to be there, I bet that was fantastic.
Oh, it's so memorable, he says, you know. And, you know, he wishes I could have been there, but I couldn't fly.
No.
That's right. Oh, my God. He could have sounded a little more convincing.
Yeah, I agree.
Jeepers.
He did FaceTime me after they won, though, to show me the field, and it was just amazing. You know, the confetti flying around and all the players just flipping out. And
oh, I bet.
It must have been so exciting being there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was exciting being in my living room just watching Daryl.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It was hilarious. Yeah. Well, everybody. I mean, can you imagine, you know, can you imagine, like, just somebody, like, maybe even – because, I mean, I think everybody watched the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, you know, it was the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
Mm-hmm. So can you imagine just, like, driving around, like, outside? And, you know, when they did that play at the end, imagine hearing all – people driving by probably could hear everybody screaming.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Right, the two people that weren't there driving by the stadium and hearing all of that. Yes.
Right, you know? Yeah. Like, my dad wasn't into it. He's like, the what? What is it? Baseball? Like, dad didn't even.
He didn't watch it?
No, dad.
I didn't know
that. Watch the Super Bowl. He didn't even know it was football.
Well, most people.
I'm serious. I am totally serious.
So the men in your family aren't really, because your brother isn't either.
No, Lori is.
I know.
You know, Lori
is. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. None of us really. I mean, I always was into it because of Jesse. You know, Jesse always liked, you know, sports. He loved his Red Sox. So I was into the Red Sox because Jesse was, you know, and golf and his Patriots and, you know.
Well, you're into golf now?
I am. A little bit, you know.
Are we going to start that again in the spring?
You going to put like baby Wimmy on the on
hey,
your back?
I have a backpack for her.
So wait a minute, You're into golf, like watching or playing?
Playing.
Really? Oh, yes, see, we uncover more and more about Carol as we go along.
Yes.
We took lessons together last
year. How did that go?
Wonderfully. Yes.
It was great.
Were the lessons worth it and really propelled you into...
Oh, gosh.
How did you know you wanted to golf enough to take lessons? Did you golf first and then decided you need lessons, or did it go the other way around?
Other way around for me. Okay. I met Daryl, and Daryl golfed, and I thought, you know, I guess I'm going to learn how to play golf.
And so you said, I'm not just going to learn how to play golf. I'm going to take lessons and learn to be really good.
Yes. I mean, you know, there's certain ways you got to grip the, you know, the club.
Right. And then there's certain ways you have to smash the club into the ground when things don't go well and the right things to yell.
Yes.
We learned that at our first tournament.
our first tournament. Okay, we did. We played in a tournament. Okay, well. She played in the tournament.
Was this like a tournament of two?
I mean, no, it was like Red Arrow. We had about, there was eight of us from the Red Arrow
team.
Okay.
That played in a tournament. And Carol and I were on the same team. And our first hole, she got the first putt in, actually.
After 15 tries.
No, that is not true at all.
That was the only hole that I played.
Okay.
Well, I might have played maybe...
No, she played a few after that, but...
Two or three. And then I just stayed in the cart.
I was going to say, I think I would be the designated cart driver, maybe. And
you know what? I didn't even drive. You should have seen her driving the stinking cart.
Two wheels?
Are you kidding me?
All around the...
Unbelievable.
My husband won't let me drive, so I'll go anytime. I'll drive you anytime.
Oh, now I didn't know that.
Yeah, no way.
Well, it was a little scary.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun. So
it is fun. I'm looking forward to it again this year.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, we'll have to put the baby on her back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We go to Legends.
Okay.
I would grab her on Fridays and say, okay, let's go.
Nice.
Friday at noon. Boom, let's go.
Yeah.
Dad would get mad, backpack. But that's all right.
Yeah. That's what dads do.
Yes.
We lock the office up and leave.
I have a tough life over here.
I can see that.
Well, it was the summer. I mean, come on. But anyway, now you did have some beautiful, you know, they do this now. We never did this when we were pregnant. Maternity photos.
Right.
I took one picture of my belly.
I did a belly shot, and it was on just my own camera, just so that if I ever wanted to look back and see, oh, yeah, that's what it was when I was pregnant. That was it. But I didn't do these tastefully emotional, you know, provoking
Well, they're
shots.
So artistic now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I got married 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, and it's come so far even from then, you know, we just took pretty much standard pictures, and now they have these just amazing filters, and they have you stand in these crazy poses and whatever. So because of that, that's the reason why I decided to do the maternity pictures, because it wasn't just kind of click and shoot. It's, you know, more artistry.
They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. They're so nice.
Lindsay did a wonderful job. Yes. Lindsay Brigham, she does photography on the side. So she has a website, Lindsay, or a Facebook page, Lindsay Brigham Photography. So find her on Facebook.
There you go. Lindsay Brigham, B-R-I-N-G-H-A-M?
Correct, yes.
I didn't know that myself.
Yes. So I'm going to post the pictures on there this weekend after I give them to Mike for Valentine's Day.
Isn't that cool? That's a perfect Valentine's gift.
Like,
see,
perfect?
I love these creative ideas for Valentine's Day. You don't have to go the cliche route. You do something that's really from the heart and something meaningful for your relationship.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. Yes.
He's going to love
Hopefully
it.
Hopefully he loves them.
He's going to love it.
And
oh, my gosh.
We got our dog.
She has
involved.
A picture of her.
Oh,
and Sonny.
Okay. Of course, incorporating the whole family, which includes a dog and the pets. And
we did it while he was at the Super Bowl. So.
Oh.
Now, does he know you did it?
He does. He does, just because I know I got a couple from her, and I was so excited that I had to share it with him while he was there.
Yeah.
So it's okay. But he doesn't seem nearly you know, what they are. So
nice.
He'll still be surprised.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
And tonight, you're going out tonight for Valentine's Day.
Yes, because of the blizzard.
Because of the snow. Snow.
It's a blizzard.
It's unbelievable, all the snow. It's absolutely crazy.
It is, yes. Now, my kids will now start sobbing in the morning if there's not a snow day and they actually have to go to school. So the default is not they're expecting to go to school. They're expecting that they get to stay home, and they're crushed when the plans change because they're just so used to it.
Has it been 3 Mondays in a row now?
Oh, yeah. I was talking to somebody that had a class, and they haven't seen their professor yet because the class had just started, and they keep...
Tyler.
Oh, okay, yes.
Tyler.
That is what it was.
He started a Monday class, and he's not been to his Monday class yet.
Isn't that...
This Monday will be number 4.
Wow.
If he misses
yeah.
it. He's missed the first three. Now, how can... Actually, didn't it... They gave him the choice to cancel.
Cancel or go online.
That's what happened, yeah.
But it is. It's just crazy. All the school times that are missed and all the snow that we've had. And
the teachers
and it doesn't seem to be just a dusting now. It's,
I know. At first it was just a dusting, and now it's, isn't it like a foot we're getting or something?
Yeah, I believe so.
And the seacoast is getting 2 feet.
Yes.
Crazy.
It is.
The end of 2 weeks. We did it, Jeannie.
We did.
Congratulations.
We had a great time. Thank you for joining us and for bringing all of your glimpses of this end of your pregnancy.
Anytime. Well, for 8 more days.
Hopefully you'll go on time.
Yes. I know. Everybody that I know that was due on my due date or before has already had their babies. So,
hopefully. All right. And stay tuned for Kale and Company up next from 2 to 5. And we'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you or someone?